The Torah tells us, "Va'avram zaken baba yamim, v'Hashem beirach es Avraham ba'kol." So, famous pasuk. I believe Parashas Vayera, that God blessed Avraham ba'kol. So God blessed Avraham with everything. The Medrash says ba'kol, and then gematria ben. He was zochet the children, and therefore he had to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. That's the simple Shabbat. The Kedushas Halevi, Rav Levi mi Bardichev, he offers a different pshat, Derech Drush. He says, V'Hashem Berech es Avraham Bakol, that even though Avram was blessed, but Avram did not appreciate the blessing he couldn't enjoy the blessing in his mind until it's Bakol, until everyone around him was Zochet to Bracha. He got all the Brachas, he got all the good things, but true Simcha is not only when you feel it, but when the whole Klai Yisrael feels it, like the Rambam writes in Hilchas Yontif. Even though we have a mitzvah, a basar, of a yayin, on Yontif, and one should have good food and good delicacies, but ultimately, if all you do is have basar of a yayin, so it's this simchas kreso, it's just you're filling up your belly. The ultimate simcha is inviting people who are in need. Aniyim, Yisomim, Amanas, people who are in need. That's the ultimate simcha. When you join, when ultimate simcha is when the whole Klai Yisrael is joining together. Like we know, that's why the mitzvah, the rabbim of simcha, overrides the private mitzvah of Avelis. Because for simcha, it has to be, the whole Klai Yisrael has to be celebrating. So therefore, it nullifies the positive commandment of Avelis, the Yochid of Avelis. So that's the Yisrael that Avraham Avinu was teaching us. Real Simcha is sharing with Klai Yisrael. In fact, that Yisrael goes back to the Makor of Hakaras HaTov, which is Bikurim, bringing the first fruits. So as we know, on a certain level, it's not possible. You could thank an individual for doing something, but you can never give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Rashi writes, when he talks about Akim Teretz Yisrael, and he goes through the whole history, how much Hakaras HaTov have, so he says, you shouldn't be a Kafi Tova, you shouldn't be an ingrate. Why don't you just say that you should have gratitude? Because as we say, in Nishmas Kochayano Yochol, we don't have the ability to thank Hashem for everything He does for us. Therefore, you have to say in a negative, not to be an ingrate, because it's impossible to have Hakaras HaTov to the full extent. So what do we see from the Mitzvah of Bikurim? That the Mitzvah of Bikurim, as the Gemara in Kedushin tells us, Vayaki Savo El Aretz, that's the Torah, but the Gemara going to tell Yarasha Shaftaba, that the mitzvah of Bikurim did not apply until after Chiluk, after Kibush v'Chiluk, after they conquer and divide. So the question is, if I have my first fruits ready, why do I have to wait till year 15? Let me just bring it right away. Because the answer is that full simcha, everyone in Klai Yisrael have to be feeling the Simcha. You can't bring your own Bikurim until we're all finished and everyone's ready to bring it together. And that's why the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us in Bikurim, that during the time of after Sukkot, before Chanukah, so if one brings Bikurim, maybe ve'eino korei. Why can't I korei? So the Mefarshim say, since most of Klai Yisrael are not harvesting, so even though you're harvesting, but it's not a true, real simcha because it doesn't involve the whole Klai Yisrael, it's only involving you. So therefore, it's maybe the only vein occurring. That's talacha, not by Bikurim. You learn not from Bikurim. All mitzvahs are tluyas baretz. everything doesn't begin until year 15. And that's why the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, the Avni Nezer discusses it, that the obligation of Kol Yisrael Revim Zeh LaZeh only apply once we enter the land of Israel. And that's why the, I think it's the Maharal by Ribbis, that the Pasuk seems to have a juxtaposition between Ribbis and I took you out of Egypt, took you to the land of Israel. What is, I understand by Bikurim, Truma, Maisa, it's a mitzvah, Satulius, Ba'aret. But what a Ribbis? No, so Ribbis is taking advantage of someone. Someone in time of need, it's like you show your brotherly love by not taking Ribbis. So that didn't apply until the Jewish people entered the land of Israel, and they were all like one, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. And that's where it began. That's the Yisod of Simcha, as Avram teaches us, and we learn from Bikurim. Hashem Berechas Avram Makol, Tashkofas Achayim of Avram Avinu, his sensitivity, he couldn't enjoy totally his own success until everyone else joined in his simcha. And you know, that's the concept when we have a siyum. How can you invite people, let's say someone eating during the 9 days, how could they eat meat? I didn't make the siyum. But if you join in the simcha of someone else, if all Chayisov, the whole tziba joins in, that's the koach of a tziba, and that's the yisod Hashem. As the Kedusha Salevi says, Hashem Berech Avram Bakol, until everyone had it, until year 15, when we finished Kibush V'chiluk, now it's the time for Simcha. The ultimate Simcha is when all Klai Yisrael celebrate together.